This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Can you give us some closing words of advice on perhaps the topics that we've covered or any other topic you feel fit?
You know, you're speaking about motivation. I want to tell you, we studied the deen of Allah. And this advice goes to those who are studying Islam and studying the Sharia, the deen, the Quran, the hadith. When you're studying, you have a teacher sitting in front of you that you literally look up to, you take from, and so on. But when you graduate, there's going to be a few thousand people, similar time or in the same year, maybe tens of thousands, who would also have graduated having learned the deen of Allah, or Islam, or the Quran and the Sunnah. Everyone is not going to specialize in the same thing your teacher did. So you're not going to get everyone sitting and teaching the way your teacher taught. That doesn't make them wrong. We should be specializing in different departments of service to this ummah and to humanity at large for the sake of Allah. When I graduated initially, September 11 happened 2 years later, 2001. And I remember the amount of hate that was directed towards the Muslims and the skepticism with which they were looked at. It prodded me to this powerful idea that I want to reach out to those who hate Islam and make them prove to them that it's actually a brilliant religion. It has beautiful teachings. It's not terrorism. It's not hate. It's not abuse. It's actually, it has the highest level of morals and values, and it reaches out the most to everyone. So I started specializing in reaching out to haters. I worded whatever I did in a way that would actually be palatable to them. They would see a guy with a nice big beard because I would put a picture of myself and I'd say a word or two. That was the beginning of social media, like Facebook and all of that. And a few years later, more and more of social media came about. And every time I kept focus that I'm aiming at those who hate Islam and I'm aiming at those who are not Muslim. And then I'm aiming at those who are weaker Muslims to let them feel that you are also loved by Allah. You are fortunate that you're a Muslim. Islam is a beautiful faith. It's not whatever your challenges may have been that distanced you from your Lord. Don't let that actually distance you. Come back, come. Slowly but surely, your own pace. Don't let the words of people make you feel judged. So this was a specialization I felt at that time there was relatively a vacuum in. And so when I did this and I felt a lot of positivity came out of it, I saw haters move. I saw haters move from hate to acknowledgement. They'll say, I'm not a Muslim, but I listen to this guy. That's because we aimed at you from 2001. That's why. And we're sitting at 2024. And you, at least you appreciate. Guidance is not in my hands, but guidance is in the hands of Allah. From among them, many turned to Islam. There are so many who were not Muslim who actually appreciated Islam. They came and some of them crossed over. Not some, a lot crossed over. So many weak Muslims began to feel that in actual fact, Allah loves us. I'm a decent Muslim. I'm a good person. I have goodness. Let me work on my goodness, improve it. Let me eradicate my weakness. That doesn't make me a deviant. I did something that I felt was part of my duty, and I still do it to this day. And I still appreciate others who have a different approach. I appreciate the guy who's in the madrasa teaching alif and ba. I appreciate the lady teachers who are teaching the women the rules of menstruation and so on. Because, you know what, everyone's doing a good job. I appreciate those who say TV and photography and all that is prohibited. I appreciate you. But you know what, you've got to appreciate us too. Because we're also covering ground that perhaps you don't even know exists at times. We're treading territory that some people have never thought of. So this is why when you say that, you know what, there's been a lot of motivation around. Yeah, some people say this guy's not a scholar, he's a motivational speaker. I don't mind. Say what you want. I know what I'm doing. I don't need to sit and teach the dars just the way your ustad did. I don't need to do that at all. I know I did at some point, but that doesn't make me a person who doesn't know what he's doing. Who knows? I might know a little bit more than you do regarding what I'm doing. So may Allah make it easy. I tend to, you know, in fact, the theme of this particular Abdullah Aid event is healing the ummah. Healing the ummah, this is part of healing the ummah, where you reach out to them, you bring them in, the people who feel broken, we are here. You go back to my Twitter, for example. I changed the description of who I am and what we're supposed to say. To say, healing the broken heart. Have you guys seen that? The reason is that's exactly what we're trying to do. People are living with broken hearts. What's going on in life? Everything negative. We are here to help you heal. And we're a part of you. We also feel broken at times. We are human. A few moments ago, someone was saying, and they asked a question, I can't get married. Can I never get married? And I wanted to say exactly what Sheikh Adnan said, that you know what? The mere fact that you are trying is such a big act of worship, so keep trying. When you are rejected, how you process rejection is an act of worship. When you feel let down, how you process all of that is an act of worship. You know, some people develop an attachment with someone who's shown an interest in them, and they're so excited, I'm going to get married to this person, and suddenly that person pulls the plug on them, and they find they're depressed. You know what? That's because you let a little bit too much of you have a little bit more hope than you were supposed to have. And suddenly when it comes crashing, you're a human. You're going to feel broken. We're here to tell you, do you know what? It's not too late. Let's plug in. Let's come with Allah. Let's concentrate on better things. What did I say earlier? It's not only about your faith in Allah. But together with that, it's also about the concern of your physical well-being. I said, eat well, sleep well. Put your phone away, like Sheikh Ibrahim says, put your phone away, sleep well, on time, be disciplined, and exercise well. If you have to go to the gym and burn those calories and do what you have to, it will change your life, inshallah. May Allah Almighty make us people who are very balanced, holistic, who can appreciate the deen and the dunya, who can appreciate, you know, the spiritual side of growth, the physical growth, the mental growth, and all of that together. Because many times people concentrate on one and not the other. And that's where we go wrong. May Allah forgive us all. Jazakumullah khair.